Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community information platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Trish Irvine from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
Tertullian, an early church father in the 2nd and 3rd century, said, "The blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church." And today, on the memorial of St. Polycarp, bishop and martyr, it seems good to remember how the sacrifices of those who came before us paved the way to establishing the church that exists today. Sometimes when I think about the early church and the martyrdom that happened at that time, it seems as though they were in a particularly privileged position, which might seem odd to some to hear martyrdom being phrased as a privileged position. But being so close to the time of Jesus, St. Polycarp was a follower of St. John, the beloved disciple. And so he was able to learn from one who spent 3 years with Jesus and laid his head on the chest of Jesus during the Last Supper, and who was present at the foot of the cross as Jesus died. And to learn about Jesus from someone who was so intimately connected to him must have been a great grace for St. Polycarp. And so sometimes I trick myself into thinking that those who lived in the early church had this particular grace of being close to the time of Jesus, and so it must have been much easier to follow the way compared to now, 2,000 years later. But there's also something about the early church that I forget that would completely change my perspective if I thought about it longer, which is, while there's this growing and flourishing church, which, as Tertullian says, is grown by the blood of the martyrs, there's also this experience of fragility. That yes, Jesus said that this church would endure and that Peter would be the rock, but also they actually have a very short period of time that they've seen it struggle for and try to endure and experience great persecution and conflict. Now, 2,000 years later, there seems to be a greater sense of stability, that even though things can rock the church as an institution, and even though there can be difficulties and tragedies, that there's something enduring about the church, something steadfast. But there's also a desire that I have for us to rekindle the ardor that they experienced in the early church, this passionate love, this zeal, this desire to tell as many people as possible this good news about Jesus Christ, this fervor that often seems to wane the longer time goes on. Until now, it seems like we often don't feel any sense of urgency. And so we see today in the first reading from James that it says, "Beloved, come now, you who say, 'Today or tomorrow we shall go into such and such a town, spend a year there doing business and make a profit.' You have no idea what your life will be like tomorrow. You are a puff of smoke that appears briefly and then disappears. Instead, you should say, 'If the Lord wills it, we shall live to do this or that.' But now you are boasting in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil. So for one who knows the right thing to do and does not do it, it is a sin." St. Polycarp only knew what the Lord was asking of him in a particular moment. Before his martyrdom, he had this vision of fire, and he thought that he would be burned alive. And while he did experience the flames, it wasn't fire that killed him, but rather he was stabbed in the side and then blood poured out, so much blood that it put out the fire that was around him, but not consuming him. Throughout the martyrdom account of St. Polycarp, there are numerous examples of Polycarp's suffering being mirrored to the suffering of Jesus, from being betrayed by someone in their own household, to praying before their death, to to being unwilling to yield to authority, to this great suffering, and then to how the followers and those near to them treasured their body after their death. But they also were living what we see here in James, which is, we don't know what tomorrow will bring. And so often I plan to do great and beautiful things in the future, to change, to grow deeper and more virtuous in the future, but I don't actually know if that future will come. And so the life of St. Polycarp and this first reading remind us that time passes quickly and we're not guaranteed more, even if we are guaranteed different stabilities, such as the existence of the church and the promises of Christ. You are a puff of smoke that appears briefly and then disappears. So whatever I do, I should do for the Lord. And whatever the Lord wills, I should desire to do. Today, let us try to foster within our hearts a greater yes to whatever the Lord is asking of us right now, today. And may the witness of St. Polycarp's martyrdom encourage us to sacrifice in small ways, to deny ourselves in little ways today that maybe nobody else notices, so that at any moment we may be willing to make this tremendous yes of our entire lives. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for the witness of St. Polycarp, whose faithfulness and zeal led him to a long life pursuing you and leading others into relationship with you. Grant us the grace to always remain faithful to you, Lord, that we would never concede in small matters, that we would never worship other gods, but that we would give ourselves wholly and entirely to you, Lord. St. Polycarp, pray for us. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.